We were just talking about getting sick from food, and there's a story this morning about Christina Applegate. What happened with her?
Yeah, Dean? This poor thing. I mean, she's was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. She got COVID. That's not keeping her down. She still is showing up at award shows and making appearances. And then a report came. Well, she divulges, not like a report, you know, some undercover report came out, but she divulged on a podcast that she was diagnosed with sapovirus, S-A-P-O-V-I-R-U-S, sapovirus, that is an outbreak of acute gastroenteritis. And the way that you get this is way too disgusting for me to describe it to you right now, but believe me, it is disgusting. She got a salad from a takeout place, at one of these takeout salads like we all see and we all do. That's a
restaurant. You think that's healthy? When
yeah,
you do that.
Right. You think that it's going to be? But there was this disgusting thing where you get the sapovirus that was in the salad, and she said that she spent the next several days in bed wearing diapers because it was, she said, it wasn't pretty. It was really disgusting the whole time.
Poor thing.
So she's better now. She's doing much better now. But, boy, I don't even, how do you... I was going to say, be careful when you buy a salad. How do you know?
Yeah. Well, it's always the vegetables that you hear about. It's never a hot dog, Italian beef, or pizza.
Right. Yeah, that's very true. That's very, very true.
Rvidia tickets are on sale. Are they on sale yet or later today?
They just went on sale this morning at 8 o'clock, so 13 minutes in now. I'm hoping it's not already sold out because a lot of these shows do sell out quickly, but they put all the tickets on sale at one time. I mean, if you're a donor, if you are like kind of a Rvidia VIP, you've had first crack at some of the tickets. But for the general public, the tickets went on sale at 8 o'clock this morning. Some of the highlight shows this year include James Taylor, The Roots, The Beach Boys with John Stamos. Daryl Hall is going to be doing a show with Elvis Costello. My guess is that one is going to open for the other, and they'll probably do a couple of songs together, but they will be on the same bill. Ben Platt, Tony Award winner, of course, the CSO at Rvidia. The list goes on and on and on of, you know, what they have planned. You can see the full schedule. You can you can go on there right now and purchase tickets. It's the only way to do it, Rvidia.org.
Pretty good lineup. The country star Jelly Roll is on tour, and he is not on social media anymore. What happened?
He quit social media. This guy is arguably at the top of the country music world right now. He just won 3 huge awards at the CMT Music Awards. His songs are at the top of the country charts, yet he disappears on social media. And yesterday, his wife explained why. Now, if you know Jelly Roll, you know that he is a big man. He is.
Yes, he is.
He is. I don't even want to try to guess his weight. If I could do that, I would have had a job at Riverview years ago, guessing people's weight. But he is a very large man. And his wife said that he quit social media because he was tired of being bullied about his weight on social media. And we all know how kind people are when they are anonymous on social media. Yeah. And there's no, you know, there's no consequence for rude, insulting, and worse behavior. But his wife, Bunny XO, is her name on the podcast, said that he's already lost 70 pounds. He has a goal of losing 100 more, but it's still very hurtful to him when people make mean and vicious comments like that. She said, just because we're in the public eye, it doesn't mean that you have to put up with mean and vicious comments. So 100% understand, 100% agree. You know, somebody told me a long time ago the only way to win a no-win situation like that is to not play. So he got off social media. He said I didn't even want to look at it.
Good for him. Jelly Roll, you know what? He is such a sweet, grateful, talented, funny person, too.
Yep.
And that's really bad what they do to him.
His wife talked about that on social media, too. He's like that he is such a sweet and loving person.
He really is, yeah.
And it hurts him greatly when people, you know, make fun of your weight. You know, anyone who's overweight, you know, you've heard, you know, probably had cracks made or you've heard people whispering or whatever. You know, the weight shaming, as it's called, mm-hmm. and it's very hurtful to somebody like that, to a lot of people.
Struggling with that, yeah. I mean, they're hard on themselves. They don't need the help from somebody in their underwear in the basement posting.
Exactly.
We'll get to Dean's.
Thanks for that visual image that I won't be able to unsee now.
The list of things coming to your TV on the stream is next. Lately, people have been finding lost Beatle guitars. A few weeks ago, we heard about Paul McCartney's guitar, and now it's John Lennon's. Tell us about this.
Yeah, a long-lost 12-string guitar was found in an attic in an apartment in the UK. Apparently, this guitar has been in this attic for 50 years, and nobody knew whose it was or the significance of it. Turns out that it was John Lennon's, and now it'll go up for auction. This guitar is expected to sell for $800,000.
Hmm.
It's the guitar that he used to play the song that he played on the album Help, and on the song in particular Help.
How come the only thing I find when I'm rummaging around are old silver dollar surveys?
They
are worth a couple bucks. So.
Yeah, well, at least you were on the surveys. What excuse do I have for still having those through the years?
Let's talk about streaming shows coming, starting when, tonight?
Yeah, starting today and through the weekend. Lots of you, I know, were into the Sonic the Hedgehog movies. They are kind of spinning that off into a new live action series. His little powerful sidekick, Knuckles, is getting his own show. Idris Elba will be the voice, and that'll begin on Paramount Plus starting on Friday. On Apple TV Plus, season 2 of The Big Door Prize finds residents of a small town consulting a mysterious machine that unlocks their true potential. The Irish actor Chris O'Dowd is starring in this one. I don't know why this next one intrigues me so much. It's called Dead Boy Detectives. It's about two recently deceased friends who are ghosts who launch a ghost detective agency to help crack their unsolved murder. That will begin tomorrow on Netflix. I guess that says something about me and what I find interesting. Also tomorrow, there is the police drama that is called Them, The Scare. It's about tracking a serial killer in the 1990s on Amazon Prime. If you're a Bon Jovi fan, you got to check out this documentary about John Bon Jovi that is called Thank You, Good Night. It's the backstory of the rise of the group and of John. And that'll begin Friday on Hulu. I get so many people asking me, Dean, we love hearing your reports, but when are you going to tell us about a movie that's about octopus? Finally, it's your day.
Oh, really?
There is a documentary. I hear that. Oh, every day people ask. Any octopus updates today? No, not today. Well, today is your lucky day. Paul Rudd is narrating a new documentary. It's called The Secrets of the Octopus. It is everything that you would ever want to know. And really, it's kind of fascinating. That is streaming right now on Hulu and Disney Plus. In the nature category, we go over to Disney Plus for a new documentary called Tiger that looks into the life of a tiger cub in the jungles of India. There is Hip Hop and the White House that examines the connection between hip-hop music and politics over the past 4 years. And also, we've got one that's called Hack Your Health, Secrets of the Gut, that examines how stomach health can affect every other part of your body. And that will begin streaming Friday on Netflix.
Speaking of what's in your stomach, it's Dean Richards' Kosher for Passover on WGN-TV in about an hour.
Yeah, I've done extensive research with my friends, Bubbies. I've asked my friends who are Jewish to check what are some great family recipes, things that I can recreate today. And brisket is a staple for Passover. We've got a really easy, tangy, delicious brisket that's done in the slow cooker. We've got a kind of traditional potato kugel, sort of a potato onion casserole. But my favorite of everything I am presenting today is a recipe that came from our health reporter on the morning show, Dr. Lauren Stryker, who told me about how her grandmother, every Passover, would serve Manischewitz Jello. She would make Jello, and it would be half water and half Manischewitz Concord grape wine. She would put whole cherries in it and walnuts and serve it. I have made it for today's busy crowd, people on the go. I've made Manischewitz Jello shots that I will be serving to the entire morning crew coming up at about 9:35 this morning.
Yeah, I'm the only person who actually enjoys Manischewitz wine because I'm not a drinker, and I think there's only like 11% alcohol in there. It tastes like grape juice.
It tastes like knee-high grape pop.
That's exactly.
I guess I had had it through the years. I'm sure I must have back in my Boone's Farm days. But I haven't had it in a long time. When I was making these shots, when I opened the bottle, I was like, "Woo, baby!"
L'chaim. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.